on Monday evening during the evening prayers around 9:30, a man walked to the premises of the mosque with a gas can, and he actually planted what we learned from yesterday as a pipe bomb, and he used gas as the accelerant. A few minutes after he had planted that bomb, it had exploded, and worshippers inside the mosque had come out to see what had happened because it had rattled the mosque and, you know, created a loud noise or a loud explosion. And they walked out back, and they saw the fireball and put it out with fire extinguishers before the actual pipe bomb, from my understanding, you know, released its contents. So they were able to stop it before causing any real harm or damage. The mosque did have about $500 to $700 in property damage, but thankfully nobody was hurt. The FBI and ATF and the fire marshal and local fire department were investigating it, and they still are. They've obtained surveillance video from the mosque surveillance security system, and they have a pretty good idea of, I think, you know, in terms of with the forensic evidence and what they're viewing on the surveillance to try to determine who the suspect is. The video, from my understanding, has been sent to Quantico of Virginia for review, and they're going to try to sharpen the image, and that's basically where it stands right now with their investigation.
So they're trying to find a suspect, and is there a reward?
Yes. Actually, yesterday we had announced, or the day before, but yesterday Care Tampa reiterated there is that reward locally, that there is a $5,000 reward that we are offering as a national civil rights organization, and we traditionally do in the sense when a house of worship is attacked, and that reward is to basically any leads for the arrest and conviction of the perpetrator of this heinous crime. And we are issuing that reward publicly.
So there's a pipe bomb being used at a house of worship. Do you know if the FBI is considering this a hate crime or considering it terrorism?
I don't know if they've classified it as either one yet. I know the investigation is still ongoing. I would say, in my opinion, and I've actually heard this described by the former FBI investigator and agent in the Jacksonville area, that it does look like an act of terrorism. I mean, let's call apples apples and oranges oranges. This is an attack on the house of worship. It did incite fear and terror in the worshipers. And I spoke to some of the people, and they are afraid to go back to, you know, worshiping at that mosque. You know, it is an issue. Just imagine if this had happened at a church or a synagogue, the media would be calling it an act of terror instantly, I think. And there are indications that that's what the federal investigators are leaning towards calling it, a domestic act of terrorism.
And finally, Ramsey Killich with Tampa Care. Do you know of any motivation that the suspect would have had to have bombed this mosque? Is there bad blood in the community?
You know, there was an incident back on April 4th that we're also, you know, that's under investigation as well to see if there's any relation to that incident. But basically on April 4th, a man, you know, basically stormed into the mosque and started yelling, "Stop this blasphemy." And he was escorted out by mosque officials. And basically he was yelling over them and saying, "I'll be back." So that's being looked into as a possible threat. You know, that was fulfilled, and you know they're trying to see if the two people in the, you know, two separate videos from those two separate incidences are the same person, or if they're people that were in conjunction with one another, or you know, conspired to commit this act of you know, terrorism against the mosque.
Well, thanks. Those are my questions. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Here's a report coming out of it's saying the FBI is investigating mosque pipe bombing as a possible domestic terrorism. That's the headline of one of these stories I'm reading here from WOKV, which is out of Jacksonville, the radio station there. And the FBI is looking at the case as a possible hate crime, and now they're analyzing it as a possible act of domestic terrorism. It was a dangerous device, and it had anybody been around it, they could have been seriously injured or killed, says Special Agent James Casey. We want to sort of emphasize the seriousness of this thing and not let people believe that this was just a match and a little bit of gasoline that was spread around. Casey says surveillance video from the Islamic Center shows the arsonist carrying gasoline and the pipe bomb, and when the explosive went off, parts of it were found 100 feet away on 9A, and I think that's a road that's adjacent to the masjid. It was a pipe bomb, like they said, and it did have, you know, shrapnel that reached that far. 100 feet away. That's an act of terrorism to me from that description.